The Lucy Show and The Andy Griffith Show will not be presented this evening.
Oh, bummer.
Maybe next week. Welcome to the second hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Live on My Talk later on our My Talk app. I'm Jason, Lex, and Holly. It's Friday, April 12th, 2024. Thanks for being here. And thanks to all of you that donated yesterday for another hugely successful Bids for Kids, benefiting the Ronald McDonald House Charities, Upper Midwest.
Oh,
thank
so
you. What was the total?
More than $46,000 and counting.
And counting.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to all of you for letting us not receive a disappointing email from B. Arthur.
Yes.
Failed our mission. Thank
well,
you
there's
much.
Always tomorrow.
Yeah.
True. Well, Monday.
Oh, that's true.
Well, we could disappoint on Saturday, too. You're right. What are we saying? Yeah. Any day, anytime.
Yeah. We're always a crushing disappointment, so we could get one on Sunday. Yeah.
Go us.
Yeah, go us.
We are getting slimed, though. That's pretty fun. We're crafting. We're cooking.
Oh,
do we
yeah.
know? Do we even know? I know we have to do it quickly because they're closing down for the year, I guess. I didn't know slime stops after a while, but.
Oh, it does? Oh, okay.
I guess. I don't know. That was what the email said.
Yeah.
Do we know when we're getting slimed?
There's been correspondence about it.
Yeah.
And I believe it is happening next week.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Okay. Well, there we go. We will be getting slimed. We will have the social media team. And when I say team, I mean Quinn.
Uh-huh.
And it will be recorded for history, and you'll be able to see us get slimed. And again, it's changed since the last time I did it. Back then, they gave you safety goggles. They gave you a parka. There's none of that anymore.
No.
And you just had a bucket over your head.
Ooh.
Now there's a Nickelodeon blimp that dumps a blimp-sized amount of goo on you.
Oh, guys.
And you're wearing your own your clothes. I'm sorry, Holly. I didn't mean to clip you there.
Oh, just saying. Living the dream.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be amazing. Oh, my goodness.
Yep. So, isn't that weird that as children, we saw other children get slimed and we're like, I want to go to there. And it's like, really? But we do, and we're doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wanted to pick that giant nose on Double Dare and get that flag or slide into the giant cream pie on What Would You Do? Oh, and now...
It's happening, guys.
It's happening. It's I'm going to shave my middle-aged chin hair and everything just for the occasion.
Ooh, maybe I'll leave mine.
Okay.
Oh.
What about your chin hair, Jace? What are you going to do?
Well, I have the beard, so I might put a saran wrap around my beard so it won't get in there.
Right.
Ooh, I might just cover my face in saran wrap like some sort of weird scene from Dexter. But
you have like a little straw to breathe.
Yeah. Just a little, I'll cut a hole in my mouth, but it'll be some sort of sex dungeon looking thing.
Oh,
but,
yeah. Some people will be really into that.
Yeah, I dated someone that was, anyway.
Oh, that's right, saran wrap guy.
Mm-hmm. Home on Como Avenue. Mm-hmm. Wanted to do something in a dog kennel. I shan't be doing that. Anyway.
Wait, sexy saran wrap in a dog kennel?
Yeah, just because I have zero cares today.
You've been a good boy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, hey, it sounds like it could be fun and inventive or slightly scary and terrifying.
I think it was slightly for the person that, I think, and let me be clear because I was bumbly jumbly there. This was not me. This was not me. This was about, what year is it? This is about 14 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was dating someone. And this person told me that they were like on a hookup app. And this is a true story. I've told this for years. And this guy was doing a hookup. And this he was told to go to a home on Como Avenue. So the homo went to Como and and was told to knock on the door and then go down in the basement. Now, let me tell you. Right then and there, that would not have been a hookup that I would go to.
Yeah, it's like, let's meet at the lake and take a walk first.
Thank you. Or can we meet at the DQ or something and get a cone? But no, this was come to my home on Como and come in and come to the basement.
Hey, there you go.
And said person went to said home on Como and went down in the basement, and the entire basement was cleared out except for a extra large dog kennel in the middle of the room. And when I say extra large, it was the biggest one that you can find at your local PetSmart for like Great Danes and Mastiffs and, or Twinks. Anyway, and so there was a note on top of the kennel that said, get in, take off clothes and get in. And I was like, what? He's telling me the story and my mouth is just agape. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. And he did it and waited for further instructions. And he got further instructions. And that's kind of where I'll end the story. I'll just say that Saran Wrap was involved. The end. Beautiful story, huh?
Wow, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, there we go.
Wow.
As long as you're all...
What the next date was.
Oh, my gosh. Consenting and having fun?
Yeah. Oh, it was consenting and yeah.
Yeah.
But I just said, I'm like, oh, no, no, no. That was probably one of my last dates with him because I was just like, that's not my jam.
That's a lot to live up to.
I felt inferior. I'm like, I shan't be hanging out in a dog kennel. I mean, if that's, you know, you're.
Yeah, how do we beat that? You go to a safari in South Africa?
I've got Reynolds Wrap in a beta fish bowl. What do you want to do?
Yeah. Well, on that note, we're going to take a break. Has the Food Network turned into TV? We'll be right back.
Well, hello, TGIF. It's Holly for your local banking experts, Royal Credit Union. And recently, I opened a smart checking account with Royal Credit Union, and I want to tell you about my experience. I just went online, made my appointment, went to rcu.org, bloop, 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 and I decided to stop by my local branch in St. Paul for a personal consultation. And hey, now I'm managing my money the smart way with Royal Smart Checking. There's no minimum balance, no monthly fees. My savings at Royal are insured by NCUA, and now I have access to my money with a nationwide network of 40,000 surcharge-free ATMs. That's 40,000. When you choose Royal, you're getting more free services and more. So join Royal Credit Union today. Manage your money the smart way. Go to rcu.org. Open your account online or in person. That's rcu.org. Or you can go to mytalk1071.com, keyword Royal, to start managing your money the smart way.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Thanks for being here. I'm Jason, Lex, and Holly. What's happening with the Food Network, Lex?
Okay, so I'm wondering if Valerie Bertinelli is onto something here.
Okay.
Excuse me. Basically, now I'm inferring that she's saying it's like MTV, because famously MTV stands for music television.
Yeah.
And there used to be music videos. We used to be able to see that, right?
Well, we used to.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But now it's not, right? Because, well, it's reality shows. And what is even showing on MTV right now?
Nothing but RuPaul and various reality shows and competition shows. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they air ridiculousness in like 10-hour blocks.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, guys.
Damn.
Well, Valerie Bertinelli is slamming Food Network because, well, first of all, we know that her show was canceled, so she's sad about that.
Yeah.
But she's saying that the Food Network has really shifted and going on a different wave right now. It's not about cooking and learning anymore. It's about reality cooking shows.
She's not wrong.
She is not wrong. Yes.
No, that's all that there is.
Yep. So there's like kids baking championships. There's, that's all that is. Well, so she's saying it's just sad and it's just business, folks. And I mean, she's right, but it's important to acknowledge that because you're right. There's not a lot of cooking going on.
Well, and they did her dirty, Valerie Bertinelli. And this isn't really the headline, and we shouldn't be shocked because it's the business. But
yeah,
they didn't even really tell her. They didn't handle her departure properly. And especially for someone that had been at that network for as long as she had.
Yeah, and helped build them up.
I was going to say, yes, and produced the results that she did. Even for this industry, really crappy and day class A. So I would be a little bitter, too, if I were her.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But yeah. But you're the Food Network. Mm-hmm. Maybe just to play devil's advocate, maybe the traditional cooking shows aren't pulling in the ratings. But then again, that doesn't make any sense to me. Mm-mm. Because if you look at TikTok or Reels,
yes,
some of the most popular ones are recipes. I mean, that's every save that I press.
Yeah.
Are recipes.
Yep.
So
maybe the attention span is, you know, they want a recipe in a minute and a half versus a half hour program.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Looking at the lineup of Food Network right now, it is a lot of competition series. We've got Tournament of Champions, Spring Baking Championship, Guy's Grocery Game. We have Delicious Miss Brown. I mean, a few of these seem to be cooking shows. We've got Girl Meets Farm, Delicious Miss Brown. Then we've got the reality shows, Driver's Dine-Ins and Dives, which has been on for a zillion years. So yeah, they're really leaning into that competition style show.
Yeah.
Well, 14 seasons she hosted Valerie's Home Cooking.
Uh-huh. A long time to give to that network.
Wow.
And to be like, peace. Thanks, Valerie. Not even a thanks. It's kind of a bye. Thanks for what you did.
Yeah. But.
Yeah. Well, it does speak to the changing nature of what people expect from TV shows, what they want. And yeah, that reality competition series format's really hot.
Production costs as well. They're cheap to make.
Oh, yeah.
Well, speaking of TV and maybe quality TV, Holly, you watched Ripley?
I did watch Ripley over on Netflix. Did a little TV taste test the other day. And this is the TV adaptation of The Talented Mr. Ripley, which was a book and made into a movie in 1999 starring Matt Damon, Jude Law, and Gwyneth Paltrow. This is an 8-part series, so they're really stretching it out. And this stars Andrew Scott, and you probably know Andrew Scott. He was the hot priest in Fleabag in season two of Fleabag. And so he's playing Ripley in this version. And they ain't going cheap on the production. This is not a reality competition show on the Food Network. This show is beautiful, beautifully shot on location in Italy, New York City. It's in black and white. It's a stunning show to look at. However, it does move a little slow.
It is a little slow and it unfolds.
But what I appreciate about this is it does move slow. You know, Thomas Ripley, he's a guy in New York City, small-time scammer. He gets a note from this guy, and this guy is like, hey, you know my son, Dickie Greenleaf. He's over out and about in Italy and just living off of his trust fund, and he's kind of basically ran away. And he thinks Thomas Ripley is an old friend of his and is like, hey, if I pay for everything for you and I take care of all expenses, will you be able to convince my son to come back to the United States? Because he's kind of a layabout. He's an artist. He's a writer. He's a painter. He's just living off his trust fund and hanging out with his girlfriend, Marge, played by Dakota Fanning.
Hey, Marge.
So Ripley goes to Italy. And in that, he starts to immerse himself in that life. And eventually, he starts to take over Dickie Greenleaf's life. And that is how the series will unfold. I will say, if you're a fan of the original movie, go ahead and watch this. It's just beautiful. You know what? I love going to Italy, whether it's in film, and TV. I just want to be there. So this kind of scratches the itch. It's beautifully shot. Very well done. Whether or not I stick around for all 8 episodes, which are about 45 minutes, is yet to be seen. But you know what? Give it a try. If you want to go to Italy and you want some moody period piece stuff in your life right now, go check out Ripley on Netflix.
Okay. I've read some good reviews and then a couple of like, better as a film, better as a movie. So I want to see this.
Yeah, I just, yeah, I'm really just jonesing to go to the Amalfi Coast right now, so take me there.
Let's go!
Netflix, oh, take me there. What a beautiful part of the world. Yes, take us there. Oh, my goodness.
I want to go to there, Liz Lemon.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Please, Liz Lemon.
Yeah, so sometimes these shows are just, that's why you watch them. And Andrew Scott, he's a great actor. And I think what he captures in this role is he just captures the subtle con, kind of the desperation of this Ripley character. And at the same time, you see these, he acts so much with his eyes. And I'm not talking Elizabeth Moss and The Handmaid's Tale eyes. I'm just talking about, because I get a little intense.
Sure can.
He just holds the space in a very interesting way. So if you are looking for some good acting and beautiful landscapes, wonderful cinematography, go and check that out. Then go check out Ripley, yeah.
Yeah. When we come back, it used to be a Friday tradition. We're going to play a little spin on it, a little Name That TV Tune when we return.
Hey, everyone. It's Alexis. Last year, I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
It's time to Name That TV Tune!
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning. For years, we used to do a thing called TVTRL on Fridays to get you singing and laughing and smiling and taking you back to a time in your life that might have been enjoyable based on TV theme songs. And it's been morphed now into a enjoyable game. Name That TV Tune. Lex and Holly will battle against each other. Colleen and Bradley rules apply. Just say your name and buzz in as soon as you know the TV theme.
Awesome.
Sound good?
I love this game. It's so fun.
Okay, I'm going to start with an easy one, and here's a clue. It's based on a story that we had earlier. This will not take long, but here we go. Alexis and
Reading Rainbow. Did I get it? Mind meld. No way. I'm sorry, Jace. I just saw your face, and I thought I'm just going to say it.
No. Why? None of my... Holly's my button bar up?
No, because I turned it down.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Because of the intro.
Oh, yeah. Here it is. Here it is.
Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. A reading rainbow.
So good. Yeah, woo. My finger was literally on the trigger, and you said that. That was hysterical.
Oh, my gosh. Well, LeVar Burton, if you missed the first hour,
yeah,
he's going to be hosting Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah, because the ninnies at Jeopardy didn't give him Jeopardy, which I still say they messed up. LeVar Burton would have been, not that, I mean, Ken Jennings, whatever. LeVar Burton would have been an amazing Jeopardy host, but that's just me.
Yeah, brought a lot of other people to the yard.
Yeah. Okay, we're going
to... Okay, I'll wait for it to play this time.
No, that was hysterical. This is... we're going to stick for the next few ones, because Lex, I know you love a theme sometimes with the themes. We're going to stick with children's television, okay?
Okay, cool.
Over the next few. I'll tell you when that changes. Alexis and Holly, name this next TV tune.
Hey, you!
That?
Oh my gosh, why can't I? I'm drawing a blank.
Starring Rita Marano.
Chunk's Children Hour. Hey!
This is one of those moments that anyone older than us, they are in the car screaming at the radio.
Yeah, that's all right. Scream, scream, scream.
That's right. It is Morgan Freeman and Rita Marano in The Electric Company.
Oh!
The Electric Company. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to do one more. Now, this one is, I'll do an easy one and then a hard one, and we'll switch themes for the themes.
Okay.
Name this next children's TV tune.
Jam! Oh. He's truly outrageous.
Yes.
She's truly outrageous. Oh, so good. You forget how good that theme is. That is a really good theme song.
Those songs at Gem are pretty decent. Both the Gem songs and the Misfit songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, a little more modern. You both might get this, and you'll see why when I play this.
Odeand.
You're close. Holly, any guess?
Is it the Jonas Brothers?
No, Drake and Josh.
Okay.
Drake and Josh. Okay, now one more. This is going to go fast. This is the last children's one.
Okay.
Okay, here. This is self-serving. Here we go. I'm only playing that.
The team is. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes.
And the masters of the universe. I am Adam.
We're introducing our 4-year-old to Masters of the Universe, and you know when he gets haircuts, he likes to get a superhero or something into his head, kind of just the barber's awesome. He just does an awesome job, and we asked him, "What do you want this time?" And he said, "Skeletor." So he's got Skeletor on his head right now.
I should post
a picture.
Are you watching? Is he watching the classic one, Lex? The 80s one?
We're going classic.
Yeah, as you should.
Yeah,
you should.
It's hard to find, but yeah, we're doing that. And then, we'll go through all of the iterations. We've already done Ghostbusters.
Do you have the DVDs, Lex?
We do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, have you been watching the real Ghostbusters, the cartoon?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, let's do. Now we're done with. We are done.
Okay.
With children's. Now we're back to just general. Name this instrumental TV tune.
I don't know this one, Jace.
Murphy Brown.
Oh my gosh, I watch the show too all the time. Whoops.
Oh my gosh, Murphy Brown's one of those shows that was so hot, and then now it's just like, it was so of its time. It doesn't translate into modernity.
No. This will go fast for one of you.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Okay. This is yet another instrumental. This is the theme right now. The theme of the themes, instrumental. Here we go.
Mr. Belvedere.
That has words.
Unsolved Mysteries.
Okay. Art, yep, exactly.
Oh, wow.
We heard it.
We got it.
Yeah, we heard that. Yeah. Haunting. Oh, my God.
Robert Stack in a trench coat. Did any of those mysteries ever actually get solved?
Yes. They would do update. Episodes. Yeah.
Lex thought it was her neighbor a couple times.
Oh, I always thought I could solve those mysteries.
Lex,
I couldn't wait to call the number, but I never could solve any. But I was thinking, maybe I know.
Oh my God.
It so freaked me out. There were some real scary. Remember, they'd go supernatural too.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. This should go quick. And the theme of the themes is instrumental. We're playing Name That TV Tune. Please play in your car. Name this classic with a capital C.
Holly, Dick Van Dyke Show.
Wow, Holly. Girl, you just jumped on that one. I love it.
Oh, man. This was one of my favorites growing up, watching Nick at Night.
Listen to this. This is such a great one. Oh,
it's jolly.
It is jolly. Okay. We're playing Name That TV Tune. This is another instrumental.
Okay.
This one, I don't know. We'll see.
People getting into hijinks and shenanigans.
Yes. Oh, man, you're going to say it.
Late 80s.
It is Knots Landing.
Yes.
That one is from the year where Alec Baldwin was on the show.
Oh,
okay. Let's just hear.
Fun facts.
Okay. A couple more. Instrumental. Name this TV tune.
Roseanne.
No.
Oh, whoops.
Holly, you get a little bit more.
I need more harmonica.
I know, I'm like, she's gonna say it.
Holly took it right up to the point where the singer was getting ready to actually say, it's a different world.
I had to get to the drawer.
Yeah, it's fine.
Does Roseanne sound like that though in the beginning?
Roseanne does sound like, here is actually Roseanne. Okay. Let's take a listen to the very beginning of that. Here's that.
Ah.
Almost identical, actually. almost identical.
Okay, I loved a different world, too. Well, yeah.
Our final one is going to be I always like to end on a really, really hard one.
Great.
My body is ready. My eyes are closed. I'm in position. Yep. I'm ready to receive.
Here are your clues. I'm going to give you clues.
Ooh, okay. Great.
Same company, same style of step-by-step family matters.
Ooh, okay. So it's Lorimar. It's Lorimar. All right.
It's something like that.
Uh-huh.
But, and the final clue is many iterations. Many iterations.
It's the Hogan family. It's the Hogans. It's Sandy Duncan eating wheat thins. It's Jason Bateman, all etc.
Valerie's family. The Hogan family. The Hogans. Valerie dies. Valerie. Sandy Duncan comes in. Yeah. Yep. It was a vehicle for Valerie Harper. She got fired when she dared to ask for more money. NBC had a deal with Sandy Duncan already that they needed to give Sandy Duncan a show. So, hey, let's kill off Valerie and give Sandy Duncan a show and make her the aunt of the kids that just had their mom die.
That's the way. That's the network TV way.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Sandy came in, brought her wheat thins.
That's
and
right.
Who was an aunt to Jason Bateman. Yeah, there we go. We're going to take a break, dear friends. When we turn, everybody, is there going to be a new Ninja Turtle movie? Alexis should be excited about that. Holly will answer.
Hey, friends, Alexis for Rebath, rebath.com. We love our bathroom. It's been more than 3 years since we've gotten it remodeled with Rebath, and we're just so grateful because we've got the storage we need. It looks nice. It's very easy to clean, and it's perfect, you know, during our potty training days as we are... we're in the midst of right now. Whatever you're looking for, if you're looking at your bathroom and going, ooh, it's time to do something different, change that shower to a tub, or you want to just do a complete bathroom regut like me, go to the one-stop shop, the amazing Rebath Minneapolis. Their showroom is in Apple Valley on Galaxy Avenue. And just a reminder, they're open tomorrow from 9 to 1 p.m. It's a great time to go in, meet some of the designers, and it's also remodel itself, so it's really a beautiful space. You can see the choices that we made for our bathroom. There's a replica there. Or you can head to rebath.com, sign up to have a designer come to you. They'll bring the hundreds of options available. Mention me or my talk for $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel, rebath.com.
Everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning. We have a little bit of breaking news.
Oh.
I hate to be the one to deliver this news. Everybody, please hold on to something. Sit down. You're not going to believe this. Gary from The Golden Bachelor and his wife are divorcing.
No! Who would have thunk it?
Oh, Holly, are you okay?
Yeah, I think I'm going to need a moment. Hold on.
Okay, take a moment. What? Lex, are you okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
You're okay. I'll be fine, too.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
didn't work out. Were they living in different houses? And that they old expose came out house. With the Rolling Stones? And
they couldn't find a joint house.
Uh-huh. Wait, what did you say about the Rolling Stones?
Not the Rolling Stones. I'm sorry. Was it Vanity Fair? What was the big thing about Gary?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Gary. Yes, yes, yes. The Hollywood Reporter had that big expose.
Hollywood Reporter. You're so close.
I thought that Mick Jagger and Keith Richards got involved in this. I'm like, why are you bringing Keith into
this? I'm sorry. Yeah. No.
See, Howard Stern has ruined the name Gary for me forever. The Howard Stern Show.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have that drop of Richard Simmons talking to Baba Booey, and Richard goes, Gary. It's the best, one of my favorite drops from the Howard Stern Show. But anyway, Lex, Holly, and I hate to be deliverer of bad news in the morning, but we had to tell you this. Gary and Teresa are divorcing.
Oh, they said in a statement that Teresa and I have had a number of heart-to-heart conversations. And we look closely at our situation, our living situation, and so forth, and we've kind of come to the conclusion, mutually, that it's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage. So, Gary said on Good Morning America.
Holly, that's Gary.
Gary. I'd also like to tell everyone that the sky is blue and bears poop in the woods.
They do?
They
sure do. I'm sorry, it's just, You know what?
How dare you deliver this type of news to us, Holly?
We're going through it, guys. We are going through it.
We are.
You know, I'd like to talk to you today.
Who? Leslie Fima?
Ding, ding, ding.
Well, I just saw Eli yesterday. I should text him. How's your mom doing today?
Okay. Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
The whole concept of the Golden Bachelor. I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
That... Okay.
What are you saying, Holly?
What I'm saying, yeah, all right. So I had a conversation off of the air the other day and about the Golden Bachelor and how ridiculous it is. Anecdotal survey of the women in my life.
Okay.
When they are in this age bracket of the Golden Bachelor,
they don't want men in their lives anymore.
Get out of here. You want to be in a yurt with your dog and your friends, and you are over it. The whole concept of the Golden Bachelor is ridiculous. I mean, I already have my thing out for The Bachelor as a franchise, as a whole. Mm-hmm. Not here for it. But the Golden Bachelor, of course they're getting a divorce. Because she's like, I'm not dealing with this guy and his funky feet. And... I'm not compromising in my life anymore, and neither does he, so where are we going to go? Okay, I'll see you in my yurt.
Yeah.
Never Holly. Again.
Just have some fun, but yeah. not interested in getting married again.
Yeah, I'm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, bye.
Holly.
What?
What? Sorry.
What?
How did that survey come out?
What do you mean? Just survey.
You said you surveyed the women.
Oh, sure.
Well, around the joint.
Well, not even what around my talk, but it's just, I'm just talking about women in general.
In general, yeah.
Just females that I know in my life who are older than me. And the whole, it's nonsense. The Golden Bachelor is complete and utter nonsense, at least in my anecdotal survey of women, because it's like, I don't want to be your caretaker. I don't want to be your nurse. I don't want to be the person who has to come and take care of you and pick up your dirty underwear off of the floor. I've done that enough in my life. Let me be liberated. Let me be free. Be with my cats, dogs, gerbils, hamsters, and parakeets.
Wow, what a menagerie.
Yeah. Oh, wouldn't that be great? Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That's a lot of feeding time.
That's right. Well,
I'm not a woman, but I agree with you. I've said this for a while. I think this had come up before.
Yeah.
If God forbid anything happens to Colin and me, mm-hmm. girl, never again. Never again.
Jason,
and I don't like to say never, yes, never again.
I will gift you a goldfish and it will continue to grow and you will be able to watch that goldfish grow and it will be wonderful and you'll bond and it's great. You can put it and wear it as a necklace like in the movie What About Bob?
Yeah. And it's perfect to say this on Only Child Day because I'm an only child and I'm just fine being alone. You know?
Yeah. Maybe have a friend that, you know, you could meet up once in a while.
Exactly.
Maybe go on a date or two. But then you go back to your house and I go back to mine.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, once I get to be at a certain point, I don't even need to play anymore.
Yeah. Or just hang out with your girlfriends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I just, yeah. There's a woman, I told you, Holly, she's not you, but she is what you're talking about. There is a woman, Lex, I've mentioned her to you before, that hangs out at the Willie McCoy's in Andover.
Okay.
And she's, I think, in her 80s, and she had her children and grandchildren strategically put her in a retirement community that was near bars. So that she could go out by herself.
Cheers to that.
Yes. Wow.
She could walk out. And Colin, if you remember her name, let me know. This woman works that room. When we go there, she works the bar. And I don't mean in a fun way. She's like, hey, girl, hey. She is living her best Oprah life all by herself.
Can I give her a hot tea salute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way you do it.
And she flat out told us, she goes, yep, I have my grandkids. She goes, and the grandkids come. It's not like it's not a fractured relationship. The grandkids hang out with her. But she said to her family, don't you put me in a retirement community in the middle of nowhere. She's by one that she can walk or be quickly taken.
Oh my gosh.
To a restaurant or bar of her choice.
Love it. Love it. How wonderful for her. That's fantastic.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
She doesn't need a Gary.
No.
He doesn't need that
nonsense. Nobody needs a Gary and his, like, suspect burger stand or
shenanigans.
Whatever. Thank you. That's a perfect word, shenanigans.
And his preciousness.
No. Thank you. Ain't nobody got time for preciousness. When we come back, you may have a vision of first class. You know, Gingy's in glass instead of plastic. Full-size bags of Sun Chips. Glorious carpeting and accommodations. But something else can occur, too. Alexis will have that tale.
Stanky.
When we come back, stay with us.